This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Nature photographers are a special breed of people. To get that perfect shot, they're willing to brave all the extreme elements thrown their way, wind, rain, snow, cold, you name it. Some of them even bundle up to get right in the middle of storms. Todd and Brad Reed know what that's all about. They're a team from Ludington who recently had their work featured in the fall issue of Outdoor Photographer magazine. They've got a reputation for capturing nature's beauty in all different phases. And a lot of that success comes from having a game plan in place before they ever step foot outside. Brad calls it pre-visualization.
You know, laying in bed the night before a storm when we can't sleep, we're thinking about where on the beach is going to be a good spot, what's a new creative angle that we haven't tried, and we're building pictures in our head. And that makes us much more efficient when we get out and we're doing the actual shooting because we've done a lot of the hard part in our head already.
Last November, Todd and Brad invited me to join them as they traveled to Grand Haven to capture a November gale coming in off Lake Michigan. Brad Reed compares storm photography to extreme skiing.
The times we've skied, you know, double or triple black diamond bowls in Colorado and, you know, taken the T-bar up, hiked farther up the mountain with our skis on our back and ski down a bowl. It's the same kind of rush shooting a true Lake Michigan gale.
Brad and his dad, Todd, own a photo gallery in Ludington. They keep their trucks loaded up all the time with camera gear, so they're ready to go out at a moment's notice. Today they're heading south to photograph a November storm at Grand Haven State Park, where the forecast is calling for waves of 15 feet or more. The father-son team hopes to capture some giant waves crashing over the lighthouse on the end of the pier. But they also need what they call magic lighting when that big wave does hit. That's what makes the detail, the contrast, the highlights, and the shadows just pop.
Magic light is hard to describe, but one of the best ways to describe it is hyper definition. And if you took like a TV from 1980 and you could compare it to a HD flat screen today, that is kind of what we would see today. When we get to the beach, it'll probably be very flat and look like a 1980 TV. But if we get that storm light where it's raining and stormy, but then the sun comes out, it will look instantaneously, with no tricks, no Photoshop, it will look like a modern day HD TV.
Y'all set?
Ready to rock.
All right. Yeah.
That looks cold.
It does, doesn't it?
Gotta love it.
Now, one of the things that is most striking about Todd and Brad is just the sheer size of the lenses that they use. While they're busy photographing the storm as it comes in from Lake Michigan, other people there end up taking photos of them and their cameras.
Oh, the sky is beginning to look a lot more like November. This is definitely still brewing, you know. It's really going to get gnarly.
Once out on the beach, Todd sets up right at the edge of the water. He estimates the winds are gusting up to about 45 miles an hour.
When the wind gets this strong, one of the things that we try to do is get as close to the water as we can without being in danger. The reason for that is if we can get to where the water's already wet, we don't tend to get sandblasted because that sand is wet and it's not blowing as much in the air.
Notice the wind just picked up 5 to 10 miles an hour just all of a sudden, and the waves are already showing that. Biggest one yet.
It takes a couple of hours for the lighting conditions to improve, and Brad is constantly wiping off the rain droplets from his lens, so he's always ready to go.
Now look how much better the light is now than 1 minute ago.
So what changed?
Just the clouds opened up and it just got a little brighter, and the light is reflecting off the water and back up onto the side of that lighthouse. And then the tips of the waves, the white parts of the waves, are starting to glow a little bit.
I mean, it's good
right
now.
It's getting really good right now.
It's
then, just like that, the magic light disappears behind cloud cover once again. It literally lasted just a matter of minutes.
You can see how quickly it changes. It was really dynamic there for just a few seconds or a minute, and then it died. And it's still beautiful if you hadn't seen what we saw a few minutes ago. But comparatively, this is boring. But at least we got it. We got a big wave with it.
Todd and Brad pack up shortly after sunset and begin to make their way back to Ludington. All told, they spent 5 hours out in gale-force winds with their cameras today.
What Brad and I really try to achieve when we're making our imagery is to create experiences. We try to make images that people can step right into, that they feel like they're there, and that for us is the high ground of our photography.
Brad admits he's going to be drained from this storm shooting adrenaline rush today. But that's okay, because with nearly 800 photos to sort through, he'll be sitting for a while. That story was produced almost exactly 1 year ago, last November. Recently, I caught up with Todd and Brad again, this time at their gallery. The photos they took during last year's storm have been a big hit with customers. Brad believes it's because most people don't get the chance to really see the raw force of Lake Michigan.
Most of our visitors come in the summer, and so they're not here when the lake gets that way, and they just can't imagine that it can look that way, from being totally calm in July and August to 20-footers in October and November. It's just kind of surreal for them, I think, and just the sheer power and beauty of the storm, I think, is what helps sell those photos.
Now, typically, the Reeds say they see at least one big storm each October or November, but this year, they're still waiting. To see photos of the storm and check out the Reeds' newest book, they recently came out with a new one this year, head over to our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Peter Payette helped edit today's show, and I'm Dan Wanshura. Thanks for listening.